people used to come to you. Now nobody's there for you when the day is through.
Medford.
So I tell him I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think? Shipping Hong Kong. And I make my way over to Tibet. And I get on as a looper at a course over there in Himalayas.
A looper?
A looper. You know, a caddy, a looper. Jack. So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. The 12th son of the Lama. The flowing robes, the grace, bald. Striking. So I'm on a first tee with him. I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter, the Lama. Long. Into a 10,000-foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. Do you know what the Lama says?
No.
Gunga Galunga. Gunga, Gunga La Gunga. So we finish 18, and he's gonna stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
Welcome to Meta World Monday. Woo! It's 3 in the morning. It's the boys.
Mic's working. Can you guys hear me?
All right. Let's hold it down. Welcome to Meta World Monday. I'm your host, Meta World Pete. It's Meta World Monday on a Tuesday live, 3 a.m., subbing for God knows who. Who would have this slot? Ridiculous.
Absolutely insane.
Some all-star guests. If you remember from the preseason teaser episode, it was just me, not today. We got Jordy Bars introducing Jordy Bear. Jordy Bars. Jordy, why don't you say something to the folks out there?
What up? They call me Papa J, Jordy, Jordy No Bars, Jordy Bars, Jordy Big Bars.
Yep. Mostly yep. Jordy No yep. Bars, though.
Jordy yep. No Mostly Bars, because yeah. he has no bars. Jordy made out with a chick tonight. Shout out to all the young players out there.
Kister straight on the mouth.
Shout out to everyone. Kissing face, baby.
We need more of it.
Ooh, a little.
Listen, guys, we're not alone. It's not just Jordy No Bars. We got young Iad Bugagas, Julie B.
Haircut Yachty.
Haircut Yachty.
The Dirty Arab Prince. Yo, you already out, know what it is, baby babe.
Check out the man's website, iadboogie.com.
iadboogie.com.
Just a selfless little plug right now. Yeah. Check out all my photos.
I got the boy.
Check out your collaborations on the way with Metaworld Pete.
Yeah, I think
they'll talk more about it later.
We'll talk about it. We'll get to it. Iad is full of dirty money. He's a Libyan oil prince, but we don't talk about it that much, frankly.
Listen, yeah, his dad ruined a few things, but it ain't no big deal.
I'm not going to say that he was friends with Gaddafi, but I did go to his house for dinner multiple times.
It was one dinner.
My grandfather was in the SS. Lies.
It's all false.
It's all false.
We've got so much good music to play. Andre Maman is in the building. Andre, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, they call me Young Dre. It ain't nothing but a thing. Listen, ladies, you need a date. 617.
Don't give your phone out on the radio. Not recommended.
I just
Brendy
gave it,
Bear also in studio with us. Brendy, what's up, my man? It's been too long.
It really has been, and all I can say, it's an honor to be here in the studio with you. Back with the Hill 3 crew.
Hill 3 plus Iad. We were all on the same dorm floor freshman year.
Wild memories.
I mean, we're talking about Andre knocking himself out through the granite countertop.
Listen, every single night.
Listen, if Murph is listening, rematch, baby.
Rematch. He put you on spin cycle, but one concussion later, you're back.
You get concussed for 2 months, and all of a sudden, everyone's talking.
Everyone's all worried about you and all that stuff, but I wouldn't be too worried. We're going to start with a little bit of music here, and we'll regroup. Don't worry. This next song is...
Eight. What is it, Pete?
Eight. Listen, guys, I think you know what I'm going to play. There's really no surprise.
Oh, Pete, are you into that new trap style that everyone's on about?
Yeah, the kids keep talking about it. But here's
what's
the point.
What's his name? Metro Bauman?
Metro
London
Bauman.
On the beat, I believe?
I think he's of German heritage.
Regardless.
He is a fanatic of the beat.
Here, let me say this. I want you all to close your eyes out there, wherever you may be. Maybe you're in bed, just... gently ready to tuck yourself away. And I want you to picture spooky skeletons bouncing up and down. Maybe they're different colors, fluorescents. This is the spooky skeleton song. We all listen to it. You're listening to Metal World Monday, baby.
Pow, pow, pow. Got a lot in the name. I didn't skate. Got a homo. Got a hundred in the name. Got a penny. Man, that nigga make a hundred today. On the mines, I done got it. Many problems, many money. 100 potters in the 90s. In the potter, in the 90s. Whole lot of world got a warm in me. And if it is again, it got a lot of dish. Your nigga was none. What that real got bills. What that homie got it here like lid. What a nigga won't do. How that feel my rear right here. Got a lemon on my knee. Yeah, nigga, what's next? I got a couple ideas. Got a couple reasons why I'm out here. Tryna move the wave 1,000 light years. 100 in a night, yeah. Pat Bimmer, Hans Zimmer, Lil Zimmer. Paint a picture, Marvel Raven. You overrated, come on, baby. High nina, hot sauce. I got a lot of letter, nigga, for the right cost. Whoa, baby, whoa, now I need to slow down. Back it up, I got a kitchen on you, no, no. In the
yeah. I'm on the Xan, I might hit it and forget, yeah. You got all the latest brands and you still ain't did a damn thing. Holla, wait, low key, put the rap game in a chokehold. Got your girl doing things she ain't supposed to. Found a way to pay the bills off the Pro Tools. What's next? Gotta turn to a mogul. Fuel band on Super Saiyan Goku. My nigga hit, just hit the driveway with the old school. What's next? Me and Trav on the song too. What's next? Putting on for the song too. Yeah, I got a couple ideas. Made myself a living off my ideas. They thought they could get rid of me, I'm right here. Niggas can't get rid of me, I'm right here.
What's next? Depending how I'm trying to disrespect. Might get a gold chain and that's my neck. Yeah, nigga, what's next? Might have to go and see the vet. Cause I dug my hole for a check. Yeah, nigga, what's next? Trying to play both sides of the net. That's how you wipe out your whole set. Yeah, nigga, what's next? Tryna send a couple killers on my neck. If I die, my hologram gon' flex. Yeah, nigga, what's next?
Welcome back to Metal World Monday.
Monday.
Sound effects by Jordy Sumbars.
Hey, Jordy, listen, that was a lot better than we practiced, and frankly,
I've been working. I am proud of you for that, Jordy.
We've been doing this for the past 2 months.
You've been practicing your exercises.
It's true. We may have some room for improvement, but hey, man.
Who has my jewel?
Jewel gang in the studio.
Jewel gang.
It's hazy in here, ladies. Come through.
It's actually not. No smoking in the studio.
We're kidding. Never.
Honestly, it was a bit.
If TUPD is listening, Moses, how are you, buddy?
You,
arms are looking big. In general,
I'm starting to think this is a real guy you're talking about.
It is real.
Shout out to Moses, TUPD. We love you, Moses.
Arrested me once, but really nice about it.
It was a one-time thing. Guys, I hope you're picturing those spooky skeletons in the last song, because people forget Halloween's not over. What's
people
the date? November 6th? Oh, station identification. It's WMFO in Medford with your boys. Yeah, we're probably going to get a ton of callers tonight because, you know, we got our late night listeners. The truck drivers love tuning in. Yeah.
People are talking and they're saying you don't have the stones to call in.
Yeah.
Yo,
you know what?
They've been murmuring.
Let's check in. I think we actually have the technology to see how many people are listening.
I want to say upwards of 10,000.
Let's see. Shoutcast. Oh my boys. Drum roll. Who's listening?
It
says someone named Network Connectivity Errors is listening.
Network Connectivity Errors. Shout out to you.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in.
Allegedly, Shoutcast is under maintenance, so
allegedly.
Honestly,
those guys are always talking some nonsense, and frankly, I'm a fan of their customer service. Great
looks like
tunes.
We just got our first call.
Looks like we have our first call.
You know what? We're going to put him right on there. Directly to air. Caller, are you out there?
Hello?
Who's calling?
Who are we talking
Welcome to Metal
to
World
right
Monday.
Hi, I'm Tamara. I'm a big fan of World Peace.
Well, Tamara, you sound exotic and very fun. How are you?
That's exactly how I would describe myself. All my friends tell me that.
I don't know if I'm coming on a bit strong, but would you mind if I could get your number?
Ooh, wow. This is a matchmaking site.
Wait a second.
Oh. Boyfriend, yeah.
I'm sorry about
that. Sparks are flying in the studio.
Wait,
folks.
You got a boyfriend during the day, but it's 3 a.m. What's going on now?
That's true.
I still have a boyfriend.
Loyalty is not
loyalty
dead.
First. I respect it. What's your question, caller?
Wait, what?
I said, what's your question, caller? You didn't have a question?
You know what? I'd like to ask the caller a question. Three questions, actually. One, how dare you? And two, how could you? And three, how are you?
Ooh. Can you please answer those in reverse order?
Yeah,
reverse order. Go.
Five. I am okay. I'm struggling. I'm actually writing a paper.
What class? What can we ask what class, caller?
It is for communications theory and media research.
Sounds
do you have a thesis
boring.
Yet?
It is boring.
That's tough hot and heavy.
Right? But I'm writing about, what's her name? Malala. So it's dope.
Oh, that girl who got shot in the face. Seemed like a bit of a joke.
Wait, so she got shot in the face and now the whole world worships her?
Yeah, what's up with that? I got shot in the face and all I got was a lazy eye. Infection laugh.
All right, caller. Hey, listen, caller. We're going to, since you were called on the show, everyone knows the deal. You get a free t-shirt. Just that's at World Pete. Jordan, I'm going to have to turn your mic off. sorry about my special guests. They're really hard to keep under control.
Listen, actually a charity program.
Instagram at World Pete. We'll get you a free shirt. Just toss us a DM. Thank you so much for calling in. And
good luck with that paper.
Good luck with that paper.
Good luck with that paper.
617.
All right, all right.
Love you, babe.
This is great.
Yeah, request a song. Request we'd a love song, a song.
But yes, we won't play it.
Is it Davey's phone jumping? Because we'd love to play that.
What? Sure, phone jumping.
Oh, thank you so much,
Colin. Thank you. Great recommendation.
All right.
I hope your coming boyfriend up is a lanky, sexy man.
Okay. Coming up is... What was the name of the song?
Dave
how
East.
How can I listen online?
I heard Dave East is your biggest celebrity crush.
If I could get your number, I'll send you a link right now.
All right, caller, that's enough. We'll be seeing you later.
Don't forget the shirt.
It's over. It's already over. Caller's gone. This is Dave East. So talented. Just kidding, it's not. It's going to be... just.
I'd like a little Dave East.
No, it's
what about Dave West? People don't pay enough attention to Dave West these days.
Dude, he's been on the map for years on the West Coast.
My diamonds be shining. Pull up 488 just like what? Yeah, I'm famous now. Told my nigga hold my gun. Yeah, what? Diamonds, they cost so much. Yeah, smoking that gas.
Hello, caller. You're on with Metal World Monday crew. Can I answer any questions? What's up? Let's talk.
I'm calling for the radio show.
Where are you calling from, caller?
I'm calling for the radio show.
Oh, cool.
What's your name? Am I still muted? Yeah,
no, you're on, Jordan. What's your name?
I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm good.
What are you doing? It's 3 a.m. What are we doing tonight?
I like the song, Larry.
You're at the library? Yeah, speak up a little bit.
Steve, I don't know if we can hear you clearly, but...
Steve, you sound like a smart guy. It sounds like you're studying.
Steve, we've got lots of papers. A lot of people calling doing papers. Are you at the library as well?
I like the song, Garbage.
You like the song? Steve, I'm not sure we're hearing you correctly.
Steve,
why don't you give us a call back,
Steve,
or you can
up.
Hit us on...
You're breaking up, Steve. I think we lost
on
you.
On social
Steve,
media.
Steve, are you on Sprint, perchance?
Steve, I think I'm...
Steve, honestly, I had a Sprint plan for a while, and it just didn't work out. So, shout out to the sponsor, AT&T. Listen, we're all trying to make a quick buck. Shout out to Steve.
You hear that crinkling, Steve? You hear that? That's
Stop
cash.
Doing that.
Okay. Well, we lost Steve, but...
Miss you, Steve.
It sounds like Steve might have been another one of our late-night studiers. Study gang, we're all trying
Listen,
to get an
education. I want to let all the fans of Metal War Monday know that my headphones are untangled and I am ready to go.
All right, so we're just firing on all cylinders in the studio.
How did that happen? No one knows.
Listen, here's what we're going to do.
You don't know.
We're going to hit... A little bit more tunes, because I know usually we're talking.
I think a caller recently requested Phone Jumping by Dave East.
To help her get through her communication.
And her paper sounds like a bit of a joke, but besides that, I'd say you can play it.
All right, we'll get Dave East in the mix. All of our levels are way too high. And then we'll just get it going.
Wait, Dave East? I thought you said Dave Weist.
East.
Dave Yeast?
Dave Yeast? Listen, we're downwind from a bread plant. I got knocked out on camera. Squeeze pump like asthma. It's rare rap when I wear rad. Bear rap when I wear rad. Might have bet you some rap shit. Little niggas, I take your beat right from you. You, bitch, I'm a dog. Woo. Beat up her walls. Loose. Hey. Hop in the fall. Woo. I tell that bitch to come for me. Come for me. I swear these niggas is under me. Hey. The hate and the devil keep jumping me. Jumping me. Bank rolls on me, keep me company. Hey, we did the most. Most. Yeah, pull up and goes. Woo. Yeah, my diamonds a choker. Holding up, I with no holster. Bah. Read the ruler, diamond cooler. Cooler. This a roller, not a mule. Hey. Dabbing on them like the usual. Damn. Magic with the brick do voodoo. Magic. Court side with a bad bitch. Bitch. Then I send the bitch through Uber. Go. I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie. Hey. I'm not stupid, so I can't. There we go. Renegade. Residue still on my hand. It feel like I'm back in the kitchen. Your bitch in the back of the Fisker. You can't imagine the trenches. Nah. What you know about trapping and pitching? Now I got them lapping up in the back of the Bentley. What you know about not having a penny? Phone jumping, gotta bag it up quickly. Phone off, it was quiet for me. Quiet. Don't say you love me, you ain't dying for me. I woke up this morning with a lot of money. I'm just selling game, come and buy it from me. Yo, my mama, your honor, I'm not gonna speak on a soul. They told me you read what you sow. Poppin' my nigga, I'll never forget all the times she took me where I needed to go. I woke up this morning like fuck everybody, and that's how I knew that I needed to smoke. My niggas is felons, you niggas is jealous, and y'all just defining the meaning of bro. I'm getting some brain. I pulled out my chain and she started looking like she seen a ghost. Diamonds is cold, like going outside with no jacket. And mama said, you need a coat. I do not want to be stuck in the hood all day. I'd rather go jump off a boat. Play the album dropping, all they want to know. 2,000 for this mom, clear coat. Mac Amiri cost me 18. That ain't no shirt, that was straight jeans. Pineapple Fina when I be on it. But my little bitch, she drinking straight lean. Residue still on my hand. It feel like I'm back in the kitchen. Your bitch in the back of the fist. In the back. You can't imagine the trenches. What you know about trapping and pitching? Now I got them lapping up in the back of the Bentley. What you know about not having a penny? Phone jumping, gotta bag it up quick, quick. Ice hash in a bone. Take dabs till I'm gone. In the basement, growing bass. This shit is strong like mace. Keep a low temp nail, cause it's all about taste. I just did 3 mil. Did it all in one day. Hear them talk, but I don't believe them. New car, so I'm gonna leave them. Talk down, but they wanna be them. Damn. They don't go off like a leaf of man. Second grade, had 2 girlfriends. Fifth grade, I was in Japan. Now I can never go broke again. I ain't need no one to hold my hand. Fuck up off me. If the weed good, roll it then. Quick to turn a hater to a fan. Quick to get another million. Quick to spit it all with my fam. Quick to tell a nigga who I am. Quick to get my niggas out of jam. I'm a wrong one. Pass it around like a lunch, you better grow some. I remember people lying to me. Now I force them all to stand in line. How you got a bad buddy flying? My nigga don't text me right now, I'm too high. My phone off, it was quiet for me. Quiet. Don't say you love me, you ain't dying for me. I woke up this morning with a lot of money. I'm just selling game, coming back
got it for me.
On my wrist, I protect, I Philippe now. Every day we can eat it for leaps now. It's hard to see through this weed cloud. I'm picking the bags when I leave town. Bad. A lot of hammers and a lot of lead. A lot of fanners and a lot of red. Oh. Without these cameras, they be probably dead. Hard to keep my balance off a lot of meds. Oh. I've been that nigga since Simon Says. I heard that you talk to a lot of feds. Bring your rent back to Poppy, give me more. Fuck the re-up up at the Fendi store. Fuck the re-up up on Chanel. Fuck the re-up up on Vuitton. Last year I bet against the Cavaliers. I fucked the re-up on LeBron. We ain't looking for jobs, living like the mob.
I still keeping it calm.
Listen to that call number one.
Wow, guys.
Oh, that was wet.
That was good, right?
Yeah.
I'm a little wet.
Care to share with the group? What are you got going?
We're just talking about a little...
Yeah, he's getting a little milky over here.
If you know what I mean. I don't know what you mean. I don't interpretation. Drink, so moisture. I drink milk.
Actually, yeah.
Listen, boys. Moisture is the essence of wetness.
monster.
Girl. Essence of beauty.
There's nothing wrong with being a girl, Jordan.
I know.
Listen, word. To all
turns out
the
Andre really
out
does have a lazy eye.
Yeah, well, actually, I've been looking
actually,
at it for
I
the
actually
first time.
Did to myself. I was actually in an LSD accident.
Okay.
And,
oh, bless you.
Oh, bless you, too. It was actually an experiment. Yeah.
It's funny because no one ever says bless you until you do it on the radio show.
Yeah,
no,
wow.
We don't say that normally. I'm going to get away from that earlier
listen,
topic.
Little background for the listeners at home. We all live in the same house. Don't
except for Brendy Bear
minus
over here.
Brendy Bear.
Minus Brendy Bear.
We've got a beautiful, beautiful man here
beautiful.
Today that really supplements the energy and really brings his own flavor, I'd say.
And back home, we got three beautiful little girls.
Oh my gosh!
I want to say, if Chelsea,
Ariel,
Banjo,
and Patricia,
and Wingspan.
Beautiful girls.
Well, no, not that. Not as much. Luckily,
the giggles are back for Jordan. Jordan,
No, it's under control.
Might have to cut. Sound like one of those.
Might have to
duckies.
Cut both mine and Jordan's mic off pretty soon.
Am I right? Listen, I've really become good friends with these guys in the last couple of weeks living
listen,
together.
Originally we hated Pete. We thought his guts were garbage and frankly his motives were gross. But now that we've gotten to know him and he got a haircut, everything's a little bit better. But
haircut Pete is
the
a
remnants are still there.
We got haircut Boogie, Stubble Cole. Rest in peace, Stubble Cole. Couldn't make it out of the bed tonight.
He's got the chin strap though.
He specifically asked us to wake him up and did you do it?
And frankly, no. I forgot. And realistically, I'm glad he's not here.
Now listen,
he brings a bit of a negative, just glass half empty kind of guy.
It's not that he doesn't try, it's just that he tries too hard.
Yeah, if caring's a crime, lock him up and throw away the key. Boogie just broke his mic.
Listen, in the intermission, a soundboard was kicked, and it was the end.
Yeah, did a backflip, handspring.
Interesting. I might just hold it like this for the
dude,
rest of the show.
Dude, that looks like you're ready to sing. And speaking of which, we're going to do a quick tempo check. And I'm going to do
tempo check. Let's everyone feel their heartbeats in their
and
neck.
And let's count our BPMs.
Here we go.
I'm
ready?
At 1, 2, 177.
3, 4, 5, 6, oh, wait. My blood pressure is at 190 over 10. Yeah. And they said that's an anomaly.
I'm at 3? I don't know how this works.
3 out of 10 or 3 out of 7?
All right, listen up.
Seven.
I've got a new bit for seven, us that we haven't done so far. We're going to keep the mics on for this
let's
next
song.
Let's
do a little King's rhyming around the circle, huh? See who loses.
Okay, next we'll do that. First, karaoke.
Oh,
with
beautiful.
The boys. It's a song we all know.
I'm so good at karaoke.
If you've ever been to our
this
house
is my
on
shit.
Uphill.
The mic is back and running, by
listen,
the way.
Listen,
this song
we're
before.
Not going to say the exact address, but it's there. It's uphill. It's on.
It's above
it's a,
10.
It's adjacent to Fletcher, and it's on Upland, and it's above 10. We're not going to say anything else.
That's it.
Nothing else.
And it's red. The house is red. And
below
it's 16. Pretty noisy.
And
Mary lives next to us.
There's two red ones, and we're not going to say which one it is.
Wonderful woman.
Shout out Mary. Please don't call the cops again.
Shout out
please
Mary
don't.
For being mad about the natty cans in her yard. Honestly, her fault for having all that wind blow by.
Yeah, gosh. She's practically a weather
you ever
woman.
Seen Bruce Almighty? That's basically Mary in a nutshell.
Bruce Almighty is a shot-for-shot remake of Our Life living next to Mary. And frankly, it's exhausting. But
it's exhausting because of four reasons that we can't get into right now.
Yeah,
and they're a bit ethereal and a bit... A bit raunchy.
We're a big list family. We make lists, ones, threes,
and
fours.
Pros and cons, the whole deal.
Oh, wait, quick break to make mouth noises into the mic, everyone. Okay, I think that was good. All right, guys, you've heard this song in the house. Let's just... Sing along as much as we
well,
can.
Well, sometimes
oh, no.
I go out by myself.
No, way better version. Screw
and
that.
I look across the wall.
Oh,
wow.
BPM's going way up.
Should we do a couple of ISOs?
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone in a row.
Oh. Yeah, oh. ISO.
Well,
you go.
I go out by myself and I look across the water.
And I look about the things what to do. And in my head, I paint a picture.
Andre, you suck.
I don't know the lyrics, but I'm doing well. Everybody loves listening to me sing over the radio. Nobody can do shit about
oh, my God. It was lyrical. All right, everyone together now.
What's going on?
Valerie.
Shoot,
Valerie.
Let's go. Let's see it.
Who is it?
You. The right man who fixed it for you. Everyone together.
Oh.
Stepping anywhere. Change the color of your hair.
I think that was really, really strong from
this song. That was really strong, Mac.
Could you make it so that I can hear? Oh, there we go.
If you quit being a baby, this whole episode is going to be ruined.
Look, I'm been struggling.
You knocked the mic straight off.
You're muting my mic on purpose.
Buddy,
I would say that Ian.
Diva alert. Yeah, this guy.
To be fair,
I'm not getting your head nearly enough through the door.
I think we've had a little too much.
Did you just shush me?
Yeah. I would say that.
Shout out Shoshana.
Shoshana!
Au revoir, Shoshana.
Let's turn Jordan's mic down a little bit.
No.
He's right. The levels are off.
The levels are wonderful.
Watch the rest.
All of our mics are a little bit too high.
Listen, I think we're all young.
I believe we all.
I think we should just keep our distance from the mic. Jordan's really kissing it.
I think we need to be back.
I am. Quite frankly, this foam feels wonderful on my lips.
It's hurting my ears.
Think about all the other lips that's been on her.
That's why.
I can guarantee you
it hurts. Please
oh,
back
does
up.
Does it really hurt?
No, please back up.
Maybe you guys need to get closer so we can all be hurting.
Pete, listen. Can we turn his mic down too?
All right, fine. I'll be back.
I'm checking the levels. It's the fine. Levels listen, guys. I'm the resident expert.
You gotta. You can
Dude,
turn the volume down
turn,
on your
headphones are up too high.
Help me out here, bro.
Listen, this isn't. We're on the air. This isn't a mic check. This isn't warm-ups, boys. We're halfway through.
It's far too
Oh, wow. It's 3:30, 46, 47, 48, 49.
We don't have. We don't have class. Well,
and Jordan
I don't have class.
For the buzzkill
I got class
award.
At 9:30.
Listen, Jordan's gonna have
Jordan,
to.
Jordan, I can see the saliva on your mic, and frankly, it's got me going. My engine is revved up.
I'm not
late
gonna
night.
Throw out the
There's
word.
Much more where that
Moist
came from.
Moist as a clam, but I am opening up like a newborn.
I'm a little
baby.
Hot and bothered right now.
Brendy,
to say the least.
I Listen. Think we do a little spotlight on Brendy, ask him about his life a little bit, see what's going on, huh?
Well, yeah. Okay, so I wanted to go through a segment here, and we do it every week in the house.
A little bit?
A little bit, if you will. We all make goals for the week, some we've accomplished in the past, and I'd love to hear everyone's goal
for this week.
For this week, moving forward.
Let's start with you, Metaworld.
Listen, my goal always is just support my family, you guys. I clean.
Appreciate that.
I mean, on a practical level,
Pete's,
clean the sink.
Pete's
been
holding down
problem.
The house cleanliness for the past week.
And listen, I think I've been rallying around something all year round, and that's find Jordan Love. And I think tonight we took one step closer. I mean, I don't know.
Did you say find Jordan Love?
Find Jordan Love.
Listen, I've been rallying around that, and I've been trying to get in those draws for the past probably 3 years.
3 years. You've been living in the same room 3 years and nothing?
It's a hint on hint on hint. It builds like an onion. Yeah. It builds, and eventually I think he's a little nervous about it.
Yeah,
and I
want to
confront this on air right now and say that.
I'm about to crack.
I want to say that on air by November 18th, I will be his.
Okay. No. Well, save the date. So I assume that's your
that
goal.
That gives me, what, 11 days, 10 days?
I don't think he knows the date.
10 days.
But it happens to be about 11 days.
Hours.
Exactly.
Wow, wonderful. I got 10 days
of wonderful?
Freedom.
Christmas. It's coming up.
Andre.
And Hanukkah. And we got Kwanzaa as well.
Shout Listen, out. Festival of Lights Everyone is pretty much my main festival, and I go back to Algeria every year. Iyad goes back to Libya.
Yeah, we go back to North
Africa.
I go back to Libya.
And we look at some lights, all right, but more importantly, we look at ourselves. We look at our inner light, and it's dim.
It's also
dim.
Important to note that Andre is not a dirty Arab as I am. He's actually of French origin, but was exiled for being too poor.
I want to throw out the word pied noir and say that my grandfather did win the Medal of Honor.
Okay.
Probably undeserving.
Listen, now you're using words I don't understand. I'm going to take it as disrespect. So watch your mouth.
Very Listen, disrespectful. All right? I'll break it if it needs to be broke.
Okay, fair all enough.
Right? We have that on the jukebox for certain reasons.
Can I? Yeah. Do you have any goals? I can see you're really focused on Jewel Gang right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So my goal for the week is to stop cornering myself in the boiler room and crying between the hours of 5 and 7 a.m.
Okay, so that's what we're
And my goal is to not make Ed cry between the hours of 6 and 7 when he's asleep.
It's conveniently right next to my room, which makes it super easy.
That curtain's coming in, though. That's going to be
It is great. Coming in, and it'll definitely add vibes.
God bless you, George. Whatever your creed,
I'm starting to think you guys are sneezing on purpose.
Directly into the mic. Jordan was asking for a praise for Allah there, and frankly, we're going to give it to him.
You know what? We are going to give it.
Praise granted.
Praise granted.
Listen, if the members of this radio show weren't so handsome, we'd already be dead.
That's a fact. That's gotten us out of trouble time and time again.
Time and time. Look, we did a Hajj last year, and frankly, it went as you'd expect.
Do you remember that Hajj?
I mean, can we address
They were saying best Hajj in a millennium.
Listen, it wasn't Saudi Arabia, but it was Oman, and frankly, it was worse.
Could we get a little PSA in, please?
You know what? I was just going to say that. This one has some anime on it. So
Whoa, anime. PSA.
Resident anime expert Iyad.
I believe Jordan went through an anime phase.
Yeah, that was a rumor.
Walking
told
is
you that
good exercise. Although Gary, other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy.
I'm going to cut you no off, special yeah, equipment. While you do this, can I hold the shingle dub up that's in your hand? Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to
Very rude. In urban areas, however, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult.
I walked it once in 2 hours, and
got
frankly,
a great
it was
voice
a trip.
Dude,
you have a great PSA voice. It was like listening to silky smooth soy milk.
Peanut Thank
butter.
You very much.
You guys see, you know the guys who say, let's do Dodgers baseball? Radio. Was that Ian?
Yeah, no, he famously coined the term, let's play ball.
Yeah, that was me.
And it was not about any sort of ball
No,
game,
there
I'll
was.
I'll tell you that. It was a whole, it was.
Trust me.
A whole different
his
ball
His father
game.
Made him coin that term, let's just say.
Yeah. Wow.
No
he,
comment.
Like, he learned from his father.
And I, yeah.
It's
it was
a vicious
hot,
circle.
Sultry night,
it was, we had all the windows closed. The heat turned up to about 82.
About 82.
So it gets
and,
hot
and my
sweaty.
Boy Gabriel actually came in the room.
Jordan, may I get that dingle bop back, please?
Okay, yes, well, yes, we passed may. That dingle bop.
Dingle
bop. We're going to play some new Ty Dolla, and it's just a good song.
Awesome.
Great song. Ooh.
Right time, but the wrong place. Yeah. Riding around with it on me. Got me thinking about all my old days. I've been getting money four ways. R. Kelly 12 play with the foreplay. I know. I'm on jet skis with nigga bitches. Get my last to these nigga bitches. Lean main squeeze for these nigga bitches, yeah. That's how you know when it's all bad. She called me, a text, I could call back. But she imagine in her head, I'm doing all that. I tell her I'm not. She like, YG, you a thot.
I know. I be up to no good.
Sing that
baby.
Shit,
I know. I'm just misunderstood.
Yeah. 100 times told her I was gonna stop. But it's kinda hard when every night them bottles pop. It's kinda hard when you're naked, you watch. Make all the nines and tens fly.
I just did my main shit. Thought I ain't coming on.
I done came up, busting down a whole bag. Broke nigga step back, watch people nigga swag. Ain't even gotta ask, what are those, what is that? Please don't touch my wrath, please don't touch my wrath.
I'm racked up like rappers, I'm wrapped up on camera. Get knocked out on camera, squeeze pump like asthma. It's rare wrath when I wear wrath, bare wrath when I wear wrath. Might invest into some rap shit, little nigga still shit rap. And I'm dripping on rags, Rick gon' be the tag. Do the digital dash, yeah I'm boasting never brag. Please don't touch my rap. Oh the Chris Van Nash, Alessandra Gucci glasses, the WNS in collab. Yeah she pop it like a Mac, yeah she drop it on the bag. I'ma buy another bag, cause she always bring it back. Yeah you know how to make it laugh, plus a nigga keeping tabs. I'ma fly first class, Quavo hit him with the dab. Please don't touch my rap.
Hold on, step on my Russ Simmons. Hold on, step on my Russ Simmons. Hold on, step on my Russ Simmons. Do you know how much I'm spending? My closet, it worth about a million. Took the little bitch off the runway. Now she naked in the kitchen.
Ralph Simmons. All kind of crazy colors. Living colors. Left wrist, roll it butter. Made some Margiela my sweater. Mama told me never settle. Ralph Simmons, don't lace him. Got your bitch, wanna date him.
Don't wanna talk about the papers. I swear to God these niggas be haters. They be hating, I feel out of vapors. Living cul-de-sac, don't get along. Move right with my neighbors. Diamonds on my neck and roll it on. Now I later got underpin flavors. Hit that bitch right on with my lightsabers. Ooh, feel like Darth Vader. I'm a boss, you know I might riff it. Life in my basement. Yeah, pass the gas. But you know that I'm gon' face it. Wait, that's the reason that they mad. Cause Lil Uzi, yeah, he made it. Yeah, I would have rap for I made it. Yeah, I would have rap for I made it. Yeah, got that rap all in my basement. Yeah, fuck your bitch once, ain't got patience. Yeah, fuck your bitch once cause I'm famous. Yeah, put my side bitch in Marc Jacob. Ayy, making a place with my label. I get it, I count it, 100 on my table.
We gon' need a bigger table though. Need some cable, tired of watching basic. Wouldn't sign you if I had a label. That designer on a nigga label. Fuego down the bottle, still under the limit. I could buy your bitch just off my debit. I could buy her, not fuck with my credit. Ain't no executives flexing my blessings. Ain't no middleman cutting my blessings. I got all of this fake for the Lord. Worship, you ain't slamming. Got the Oz burgers. I'ma dread that nigga, he deserve it. I'ma read his ass like LaBeija. And I went to cool with my mom.
Welcome back to Metal World Monday on a Tuesday with your boys. Listen. Now we don't have to listen to that noise. It's just me and Jordy Nobars.
Jay Swizzle.
Jay Swizzle, Jay Jewel Gang.
Jay Jewel
Jay
Gang.
Jay new to the game. Jay Sweats, not new to the
Jay
game.
Jay Lust, Jay Money.
What was
Jay...
that last one? Jay Lust?
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah, I did.
You call me that.
You said the ladies call you Jay Lust.
Not really, but nah, some happened of once them in have. A dream. Yeah.
Listen, you were out tonight. Can you just take me through your night in a way that is radio
fantastic night. I was invited to this very exclusive event. You
really?
See? Yes, it was a ladies organization invited me out, set me up with a wonderful woman. Mm-hmm. I met her, mystery date. Very mysterious woman.
Name tags or no?
Quite frankly, yeah.
Good.
That's all I'm giving you guys.
Great.
Went out to this venue. It turned out they never booked the event. All they booked were the buses out, and they shipped like 200 people out there. Hilarious.
And they say Greek life is dead at Tufts.
Right.
Are you
kidding?
It's not.
It's dead outside of Tufts, too.
Yeah, it's a...
It's dead
you
everywhere.
You would have thought it was just at Tufts, but you go to the streets of Boston, it's still dead.
Right. There are people raving about it in the streets of Boston tonight. And ended up just ending my night at McDonald's with this wonderful woman.
McDonald's, what'd you get?
20-piece McNuggets, large fry, 2 drinks. Okay. We split it. She had about 4 McNuggets.
Okay, I'll tell you a story. Once I got a double quarter pounder with cheese and I threw up everywhere.
Oh, that's a big
everywhere.
Story.
And as you know, famously, I'm a very loud, violent puker.
Right.
There's literally nothing I can do.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that night we came home from Boston, Katrine walked me home.
Right.
And I said, good night, Katrine.
Turns out the bathroom's right next to my bedroom.
I had some bad seafood that night, and frankly, it had to go.
Yeah.
You know, I usually throw up on New Year's Eve. One year I was with my family, we had cheese fondue, and it's disgusting.
Everywhere.
And we just say out with the old and with the new.
Is that cheese fondue as opposed to chocolate fondue?
That would be cheese fondue as opposed to chocolate fondue. And frankly, I don't know why you would ever do that with cheese. Just stick to chocolate.
Right.
Listen, you're Swiss.
I am Swiss.
I don't have to tell you that. You already know that.
Both the cheese and the chocolate. I prefer the... I like cheese. I like cheese a lot. I prefer the chocolate, though.
Okay. I don't like melted cheese. Listen, why are we out here? It's 3:45. Now we're talking about melted cheese.
I know.
It's got to be something besides that. Really happy for you, though. And the search for love, is it over?
Not quite.
Too early to tell.
It's hopeful, though.
Hopeful.
It's hopeful.
Oh. We're all rooting for you. I mean, I'm rooting for Andre more than anyone.
I know, so am I.
Because that guy's got a big heart. And
he's got a big heart and nowhere to put it.
Yeah, where does he put that heart of his? I think he might have too many places to put that heart.
Right, and he puts it mainly in his bed.
Yeah, he does.
Yes.
Oh, great bed, though.
Well, we're all rooting for him. Great bed, a little bit of a stank. Nah. He creates a musk.
It's called...
pheromones.
Developing a scent and a brand.
Right. And the ladies love it.
They do.
Ladies love the musk. Ladies love cigs. Ladies love a lot of things.
Yeah. That, just to name a few.
Just to name a few.
Listen, here at Metal World Monday on a Tuesday Live, we know ladies well.
We do know ladies.
We live with two of them. They love us, I think.
My God.
Oh, we're talking ladies.
Are we talking ladies for a chance?
We live with two lovely ladies, Sophie O'Bree.
Never heard of her.
Young Leechy. They're so talented. Group conference?
Yeah.
You want to share with the group, buddy? Yeah. It was a private thing.
You're on air, yes.
Am I?
Yeah, you're live on air. Coming through your speakers. Say something, bud.
Oh, what were we talking about, ladies?
Well, we're talking about his search for love, then we were saying we want Andre's search for love, too.
Oh, I want to hear about that.
Andre's search for love is many levels.
Yeah, ogres are
most
like onions.
Them, yeah, exactly. Look, I'm under the bridge, and I need some coin.
Hey.
Put it in my slot.
I do know
ladies.
What you're saying.
I'm actually looking for love right now. She's called Tamara.
Yeah.
Shout out if you're huge. Still listening. Just kidding.
Shout out that your paper's a laugh.
It's a laugh.
Listen, I don't know what your major is out there, but it's probably really important.
Where's Kim? BU Kim needs to get back in the house.
I am
Brianna
waiting for BU Kim. I've been waiting
frankly,
to set her up.
I'd remember like to BU ask you Brianna? On a date because I know, frankly, someone in our house couldn't take care of your needs, and I'm available. 617.
All right. And I think
I'm walking here.
Hey, we got a stand back in Brooklyn.
I'm walking here.
That was George, bro.
It was.
All right, let's just play some Kodak and we'll get on with it. Unreal. Can't believe you just asked my girl on a date just right on air and gave your phone number away again.
Shame on you. But you have a big heart.
Listen, let me tell all the ladies out there that I'm a doctor, too.
It's time to fuck up, I'ma put that woo on that bitch. Ain't sleeping on that money, I don't snooze on it. Ayy, all you niggas puss, I put some lube on it. When my top drop, they mouth drop like who on it. They like who in it, they like who here. Heard that nigga wanna beef, I told him you eat it. You can't book me at no club, now I just do arenas. Sniper gang in the building, my whole crew geeking. Jumped up in the rap shit, gave it a new meaning. I found out about my son and he gave me a new reason. I'm hotter than the sun, but I swear my jewels freezing. And my shoes bleeding, yeah. I might move to Venus, yeah. Ball like Gilbert Arenas, yeah. But Charlie want my semen, yeah. Charlie want my species, yeah. Can't even have my feces, yeah. Homie want a feature, I might fuck my teacher, yeah. And I love my POA, getting chill like Frito-Lay. Can't be killing people, I got on Gucci sneakers, no. Can't be killing bitches, getting blood on my Juventus. State tried to give me eight, I told her you do that shit. Remember kicking doors, I knocked the school off that bitch. The shawty fucked up by my put that woo on that bitch. Ain't sleeping on that money, I won't snooze on it. Ayy, all you niggas.
Welcome back to Metal World Monday. We have a new bit. It's called What Are You Afraid Of? And for me, I'll start it off, and it's a big one. Imminent death. I think about it almost every day, on the hour, every hour. I'm actually really scared to die. And 98% of all people will
die
at some point.
We know it's It's nothingness and it's just blackness. Let's just be honest with each other.
There's nothing.
Believe whatever you want, but you're going in a hole and you are not going
to
know.
Murray once said, "I can't wait to kill you so I can dominate you in the afterlife." And ever since he said that, I've been scared.
Listen, if Keenan Murray is listening out in, I believe, Bowdoin?
Portland, Maine. Brunswick, Maine.
Basically a town full of great guys, homeless people, and a lot of college students.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear some more fears.
All right, what are you afraid of? Oh, what am I? Okay, I'll actually. I'm gonna get a little deep with this one.
I'm scared of the song that's about to play right now. It sounds spooky.
I'm imminently scared of the sun. It's expanding every day, and frankly, if the light's 8 minutes away, how far is the heat? Mm. At least 10 minutes. I am a scientist. I got a bachelor's in science. I've been on the dabble in a little bit of science, and frankly, I've heard that it's coming for us. And peep the sun is all I'm saying. Don't look at it for two. I looked at it for about 3 hours one day, and I feel better.
Yeah. Okay. Brendy, would you share those sentiments? Do you feel the same way or differently? You have your own fears?
I'd say a big fear of mine would have to be Yoda.
Wow, I thought he
which
was
is I know it's a little bit of a wild card, guy. A little bit of a wild card, but all he's right, a scary
elaborate,
looking
elaborate
guy.
On that.
He's a small, he's
it's
great.
Just
he's
the way he looks. I think it's hilarious because Yoda, you might be four times Yoda's height.
Yeah, you could easily
be four times Yoda's height.
Well, he's four times Yoda's height, but he's 1/4 Yoda's mental trickery. Right?
That's
listen,
true.
When I was watching those movies, I didn't know whether to laugh or
cry
be a little moist.
No.
Yoda's a hot piece of something. I'm not gonna say what he's
okay, about. So we've got Yoda, we've got I forget, what was your
the
name?
Sun?
The sun.
Ladies.
Imminent death and
it's just a star, but so are we all. Be careful out there.
Conversations like this and
we'd like to know your favorite fear of yours. I know you got a lot and I know you're
crippled. My favorite fear, social anxiety, fear of dying, fear of no one liking me. I don't know where to go with this. Probably my biggest one, fear of getting a concussion in the basement. Ooh. Way too tall for that shit.
Yeah.
How I got roped into
it,
I do not know. I'd like to compare it to a little analogy. Okay. How the School of Engineering got the basement of the Brown and Brew, you know? Mm-hmm. They were just probably, I don't know what happened, but they were probably sold as the lower unit. It's an entire lower unit with a bathroom.
I see. This isn't really about.
I'm sure the basement has a half bathroom that we can use, but it's the landlord's.
Are you still talking about
engineering?
Turns
out the basement.
Yeah.
School of Engineering. School of Engineering.
I'm not giving you one check for rent. I'm sorry,
Anthony. Big T. Big Tony T.
I hope you're listening.
Absolutely not.
Honestly,
we've been paying
him
with fake checks for months.
It's hilarious.
Nine
class
something a month. No, absolutely not.
Actually, what a loser.
What an idiot.
Just kidding. Please don't evict us.
Honestly, if you weren't so,
he's so goddamn handsome. He's so handsome.
We would have already.
Say what you want about our landlord. He is one of the most handsome. I am just taken aback every time I see him.
He's tried to steal his license a number of times and photocopy it just for a picture.
Seriously, we gotta frame that.
It's really an unexpected handsomeness, almost like Cole's unexpected brass on his beat that he just made. I don't know if anyone heard about it.
I heard it.
The unlikely brass. Your beat was not.
Are you referring to the unlikeliness?
I'm referring to the unlikeliness of the brass called the unlikely brass.
It was a good first try, but a little dissonant, I'll say.
It was dissonant, and frankly, we talked about that in music theory today, and I was shocked that you brought it up.
Are you in music theory, Pete?
I'm not very good, but...
You're in music theory right now?
They tried to kick me out.
I
said, absolutely not.
Listen, they tried to kick you out, but you said...
Don't judge me.
Should we perform a little live?
Oh,
we can't do Hot Girl on the Bus because we don't have a key number. But we can do I Do Science.
All right, let's bring the music down. Quick, bring together. Can you give us a low D? All right, bring it. Start us off.
I Do Science.
I do science. I do science. I do science. I do science. I do science.
Bum, bum, bum.
I do science.
Bum, 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 bum.
I do science.
I do science. I do science. I do science.
I think that went really well, guys.
I think the debut of my hit track that I've been working on since the ninth grade, I think that went great, guys.
That's Aldridge is great, guys. I think that went
well. I
don't
want
to compare us to the Beach Boys, but Pete is Mike Love.
I think it was like a barbershop quartet.
I'm blushing.
I honestly, should we do a little run around Sue?
Listen, we're running a little short on time. I want to do one bit. I don't want to put you on the spot here, Jordan, but I want you to just talk for a minute straight. ISO.
A minute straight.
Any topic, and you can't stop talking. Ready, go.
So I was at this park once, and I saw this butterfly, and the butterfly made me think about what would it be like to be a horse, just racing around the whole time, people watering me for my racing ability, my legs. People want my legs all the time. It's like, bro, get your own legs. These legs were made for me, not for you. I was a God-made creature put on this earth for life, not for racing, not for anything else. And then that brought me to my next thought. And that thought was, wow, I would love to be a rancher. Maybe move out to some countryside in Portugal, have a couple vineyards and a few horses and use them for their legs and their pleasure and everything that they give me. And yeah, that'd be a great life.
Yep, 10 seconds.
Oh, 10 seconds left. Wow, that really... Okay. And then the ocean would be there and whatnot. Meta World Pete! Woo!
That was really, really strong. That was a full minute. Thank you for taking us in.
I wasn't sure
mindset.
If I'd be able to do that.
We have time for a few more songs.
I am down.
Tops.
Baby.
This is like... This isn't a new song no one's ever heard of, but it gets the people going, especially in our house. Kodak and Triple X.
Triple X.
Hey, everything be like off the top these days. Like these days, I don't even know what a pad is these days, you know? Yeah. Hey. Fuck that hoe, cause she a knack. You ain't the one for me, baby. You ain't got shit I need, bitch. You want me to take my time with you, or maybe I'm not your speed, bitch. Maybe I'm not your lead, bitch. You ain't got no cheese, bitch. Maybe I'm just too G for you. Maybe I'm just too screed, bitch. I can eat rolling pee, why? Everybody notice me, yeah. Maybe I'm just too G for you. Maybe I'm just too screed, bitch. I can eat rolling pee. Why? Everybody notice me, yeah. I can even go to sleep. Why? I'm rolling on the beam, yeah. They tried to give me eight, got on my knee like Jesus, please. He don't even believe in Jesus. Why you got a Jesus, please? If you wanna leave, just leave. But you ain't gotta lie to me. Even the blind can see. But you ain't gon' ride for me. You ain't even showing me the love you say you got for me. There ain't no loyalty.
For fish, huh? I ain't gon' fuck the nigga bitch, cause I know she'll eat her, huh? Last time I wiped the bitch, she told her.